ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एज ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड द काव्स। तथा कृष्णो मुदं कर्तुं तन्मात्रं च कस्य च उभयायितं आत्मानं चक्रे विश्वकृदीश्वरं तथा देयरआफ्टर कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड मुदम प्लेजर कर्तुम टू क्रिएट तद्मात्रानम च ऑफ द मदर्स ऑफ द कावर्ड बॉयज एंड काव कश्च एंड द प्लेजर ऑफ ब्रह्मा उभयायितम एक्सपांशन बोथ एज द काव्स एंड एज द कावर्ड बॉयज आत्मानम हिमसेल्फ चक्रे डिड विश्वकृत ईश्वर। इट वॉज नॉट डिफिकल्ट फॉर हिम फॉर ही इज द क्रिएटर ऑफ द होल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Thereafter, just to create pleasure both for Brahma and for the mothers of the calves and the cowherd boys, Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded Himself as calves and boys. Purport: Although Brahma was already entangled in bewilderment, he wanted to show his power to the cowherd boys. But after he took away the boys and their calves and returned to his abode, Krishna created further astonishment for Brahma and for the mothers of the boys by establishing the lunch pastimes in the forest again and replacing all the calves and boys just as they had appeared before. According to the Vedas, Ekam Bahusyam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can become many and many millions upon millions of calves and cowherd boys, as he did to bewilder Brahma more and more. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं कदाकी स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवैवच पतिथानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So before I begin, I would like to humbly like to thank the Vrindavan Temple management for giving me this opportunity, especially in this auspicious month of Kartik. So before I begin to speak, I would like to take blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially Srila Prabhupada disciples and all the senior devotees, Maharajas present here. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 13, Text number 18. This is a beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially this is very, very, very important for all of us devotees of ISKCON, because this was the last chapter Srila Prabhupada translated. And after that, Srila Prabhupada departed and went to the spiritual world. And this translation happened right at this place in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And many of us have seen the video where, although Srila Prabhupada was in such great pain, his body was so weak, but still he was translating in perfect Krishna consciousness. He's translating, and that is the purport. And many senior devotees who have read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and they have shared that out of so many Prabhupada's purport, this chapter is very special, and Srila Prabhupada's instructions in this chapter is very, very meaningful. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the wealth of knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrit, and especially the Bhaktivedanta purport. I was hearing one time, one devotee was sharing Srila Prabhupada's pastime. He was sharing that one time Srila Prabhupada was telling one devotee that, "I did not want to come to this material world. I told Krishna that I don't want to come to this material world because this material world is a miserable place. I don't want to come. But then Krishna told me that, please, you should go." And he said, no, I don't want to go. And it is Krishna who said that, "You please go. I will take care of everything. And you should write the Bhaktivedanta purports, because this Bhaktivedanta purports are like the reminder for the conditioned souls. Because when they read this Bhaktivedanta purport, they remind themselves about their relation with Krishna. And once a personality like Srila Prabhupada speaking about Krishna, and when we hear, that has a great impact, and that gets connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very, very important way by which we can connect to Srila Prabhupada. So I was hearing this pastime, and once His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he was not well, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was admitted in a hospital. He was about to undergo a surgery, and Srila Prabhupada came to know that Tamal Krishna Maharaj is going to get operated. So Srila Prabhupada was just reaching airport in Mumbai, and straight from the airport he asked the devotees, "So what is the news?" He said that he is admitted in Jaslok Hospital. Jaslok Hospital is in Mumbai. So Prabhupada with few devotees went from the airport exactly to that hospital. And when he reached there, he heard that the operation has already taken place, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj is unconscious. So Srila Prabhupada was there, and after few minutes or after some time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj came in consciousness, and Prabhupada was right there. And as soon as Tamal Krishna Maharaj saw Prabhupada, he folded his hands and he said, Prabhupada, while I was unconscious, I saw a dream. Prabhupada said, okay, what was the dream? He said, the dream was, the whole parampara was there, from Krishna, Brahmaji, and all the parampara was there, and you were giving the report to them. You were giving them the report, and in that report you were mentioning that in this age of Kali, it is very, very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness, because the age of Kali is full of quarrel and hypocrisy, and it is very, very difficult for anybody to practice. But if anybody is able to practice Krishna consciousness, it's only because of me. That is Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is saying. And as soon as he told that, Prabhupada heard him, and Prabhupada said, yes, it's only because of the connection to me and your service to me, your attachment to me, by which all of you are connected to the Guru Shishya Parampara, and in this way a conditioned soul can be liberated. So we are very, very honored and grateful to Srila Prabhupada for his contribution, and especially this purport by which we can again and again remind ourselves and get connected to the Supreme Personality of God. So we are reading this beautiful episode of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this chapter begins by Shukadeva Goswami praising Parikshit Maharaj. Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavatottamaha Yan Nunatasyasya Shanvanapi Kathamaha. He is saying, O best of the devotees, most fortunate Parikshit, you have inquired very nicely. For although constant hearing the pastime of the Lord, you are perceiving his activity newer and newer. So this chapter begins by Shukadeva Goswami praising Parikshit Maharaj, that you have so much taste for Harikatha that everything, whatever you are hearing, you think you are experiencing newer and newer realms of Krishna consciousness. And then later on, Shukadeva Goswami starts narrating this pastime. He's telling that after Krishna killed Aghasur, Krishna told all his coward boys, told that now it's already late, let's have some lunch. And then they came to a very beautiful place, a very, very serene place. Shukadeva Goswami describes the beautiful scenery of that place. You know, the birds and the bees were chirping. And in this way, a beautiful description has been given. And just at that place, they decided to sit and have lunch. And all the coward boys started opening their lunch boxes given by their mother. And Krishna also opened the lunch box. And they started eating. And while they were eating, the coward boys had their calves. So they had arranged that the calves can also have nice green grasses. So the calves started eating green grasses. And then after some time, they saw that the calves were not there. Maybe they must have gone inside eating the fresh green grasses. So while eating, some of the coward boys became frightened that where are the calves? And immediately Krishna said, please don't stop eating, don't stop enjoying this, I will go and make sure they are there. And immediately Krishna, who is carrying curd rice or yogurt rice and some fruits in his hand, he is telling that, don't worry, I will go and get them. And then Krishna goes and tries to find the cows and the calves that time, but then he is not able to find. Now when I read this description that Krishna is carrying curd rice in his hand, I remember in the early days, one of our senior Prabhupada disciple, Her Grace Janaki Mataji, she is the sister of
Jamuna Mataji. So once while she was reading the Krishna book, she came across that Krishna was eating curd rice and some fruits, and that was in his hand. And after hearing that description, she had a desire that let me make this preparation, and we will, when Prabhupada comes, I'll feed him. So then she tried making that preparation, and Srila Prabhupada came and she served Srila Prabhupada. While Srila Prabhupada was about to honor the prasad, he asked Janaki Mataji that what is this preparation called? Now she was like stunned, you know, what to tell. So immediately she said, Krishna surprise Prabhupada. She said, Krishna surprise. And immediately Prabhupada said, it's nice. And then since then, you know, every temple in the early days, they used to have this item called Krishna surprise. So Krishna was carrying that curd rice in his hand, and then Krishna tried finding the cows and the calves, but he saw that calves were not there. And then he came back on the banks of Jamuna, and at that moment he saw that even the cowherd boys who were enjoying the wonderful preparations, even they were not there. And seeing this, Krishna could understand. And yesterday we heard that verse, text number 17, wherein when Krishna was unable to find the calves and their caretakers, the cowherd boys, anywhere in the forest, he could suddenly understand that this was the work of Lord Brahma. Now Krishna understood. Now Krishna is in everybody's heart as Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham hridasanna vishto. He is the knower of everything. And he could understand that it's Lord Brahma. Now Lord Brahma, who is the first creator, now he wanted to test Krishna. Because he had heard that this childhood pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is killing so many demons. And there he is seeing that Krishna is eating from the plate of his cowherd boys. So he is like, how could the Supreme Absolute Truth do this? So he was having a kind of a doubt that, is he really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Lord Brahma started testing. So he thought that let me take this cows or the calves and the cowherd boys, and let's see the fun. And then today's verse come, which we recited. Thereafter, just to create pleasure both for Brahma and for the mother of the calves and the cowherd boys, Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded himself as calves and the boys. Now, just for the pleasure of Lord Brahma and all the cowherd boys, and especially their mothers of the calves and the boys, Krishna, now he's going to expand himself. So in the past, many devotees have shared their wonderful realization on this verse. So I thought that I'll just try to present few lessons from this episode or this pastime. The first lesson from this pastime which came to my mind was that with our mundane intelligence, one cannot understand Krishna. We may try to understand Krishna, but with our mundane intelligence, we cannot try to understand Krishna. Herein, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performing extraordinary pastimes. That's why Krishna in the Gita says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyatva deham punarjanmam naiti mameti swarjana. That's why Krishna in the Gita says that janma karma chame divyam, that my divine appearance and my activities, they are not ordinary. And one who understands this doesn't come back to this material world. So we should not try and understand with our mundane intelligence. And what to speak of the personality like Lord Brahma. Even Lord Brahma with his four heads, he couldn't fathom the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even he had a doubt what to speak of ordinary personalities. So that's why one should not try to understand Krishna with our mundane intelligence. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful verse which says, Madhura Chaitanya Lila Samudra Gambhir Loka Nahi Bhuje Bhuje Ehi Bhakta Dhir. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the pastimes of Krishna are like Samudra Gambhir. Samudra Gambhir means like an ocean which is very, very deep. Only persons who are dhira, only a devotee who is a dhira, only he can understand this pastimes of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada many times in his books writes about Dr. Frog. You know, we must have heard this pastime that in a well there are two frogs. And one frog is telling that I am going to a nearby river. He said, oh, the river, is it big? He said, yes. Is it big like the well? He said, of course, yes. How big? One time, two time, three times. He said, many, many times. So many times when we try to understand Krishna, our intelligence cannot fathom. And that's why it's only by the mercy of the devotees and the mercy of the Guru we can understand and try to serve Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita says, Naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya samamritaha mudoyam nabhijanati lokomam ajamavyam. Naham prakash sarvasya. Krishna is saying that it's not easy to understand me. It's only by the mercy, my yoga maya potency, one can understand me. Also, we have this beautiful verse. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi na grahi na bhavet grahyam indriye sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam eva spuratada. That we cannot understand Krishna by our external senses. It's only by sevan mukho hi jivado, only by service to Lord Krishna and his devotees, that slowly, slowly things will be revealed. Also in the Katha Upanishad, there's a beautiful shloka which says, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labdhyo Na Medhaya Na Bhuna Shutena Yam Evasya Vrunatena Tena Labdhyas Tasseva Atma Vrinutte Tanum Swam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not obtained by expert explanation, by vast intelligence, nor by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. So one may think that, you know, I am qualified, I have a lot of intelligence, or I have a lot of knowledge, or I know Sanskrit, I know this, but only you can understand Krishna is if he wants to, you know, reveal himself. That is what has been explained here. So we have heard the example of the cobbler and a brahmana. We have heard this story where, you know, a brahmana who knew all the Vedas, who knew so many mudras, tantras, yajnas, he knew everything. But then, you know, when Narad Muni went to him and he asked him that, you know, when will you go back to Godhead? He was confident that I will go back to Godhead soon. And then Narad Muni goes and meets the cobbler, a simple person who may not know the Vedas, but he had sincere desire to please Krishna. He was sincere. He was dedicated. And he was chanting the holy name. And then, while Narad Muni saw, he offered his obeisances and he told Narad Muni that, my dear Narad Muni, that you are going to Vaikuntha, the Lord of my heart. Please ask him that how many lifetimes more I have to rot in this material world. And when Narad Muni sees Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, and there he asks that, my dear Lord, I met two personalities. One is a cobbler, another is a brahmana who is always reciting Vedic verses. Both were asking that when will they come to you? And immediately the Lord said that cobbler will come very soon. And the Brahmana may take a lot of time. And immediately Narad Muni was like, you know, really? And then Lord Vishnu understood, and he said that when you go again, you just tell them that when you met me, you know, you just tell them what I was doing. I was taking out an elephant from an eye of a needle. I was taking an elephant from the eye of a needle. And then Narad Muni smiled and he understood, and he went. So first he met the Brahmana, and the Brahmana greeted Narad Muni, said, Hari Bol, did you give my message to the Lord? He said, yes. He said, what was my Lord doing, by the way? You know, he was taking the elephant from the eye of a needle. Now many of us who have experience of stitching clothes, it's a big task to take the thread and put it inside. Now what to speak of a big huge elephant? Immediately that Brahmana became upset. He said, what do you think? How is it possible? It's not possible. Immediately Narad Muni could understand that although this person has read the Vedas, the Upanishads, but he doesn't have the faith, which is the foundation of bhakti. And then later on, he goes and visits this cobbler. And then he tells that, my dear Narad Muni, by the way, what was my Lord doing in Vaikuntha? And he just said that, you know, the Lord was taking out an elephant from the eye of a needle. And immediately the cobbler went into ecstasy, said, Jai, what an amazing, the Lord can do anything. And immediately Narad Muni said that, are you sure? Do you believe? Is it possible? He said, what is impossible for the Lord? Everything is happening by His grace. Like the Brahma Samhita says, He is Sarva Karana Karana. He is cause of all causes. What is impossible for Him? And then he was sitting under a banyan tree. And he said that, just see this huge tree. And how does this tree came from? From an insignificant little seed. So if from a little seed a huge tree can come, why can't my Lord do anything what is in His mind? So that is what has been explained here. So that was the first lesson. So with our mundane intelligence, we should not try to perceive Krishna, we should not try to understand Krishna, but try to understand Krishna by the medium of His devotees, by hearing Harikatha, by rendering devotional service. Many times when devotees come to Dham, we hear, you know, devotees like to go to so many holy places. They like to take darshan, Nandagram, Barsana, so many wonderful places. That's wonderful. But the perfection of the Dham is only when we hear the glory of that place. And then slowly through our ears, the Dham is revealed. That's why the Bhagavatam always speaks about this. It says, Nashta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtiki. So that Nashta Praeshu Abhadreshu, all the unwanted things in our heart can be washed away by regular hearing and chanting. Right? So that was the first lesson. The second lesson which came to my mind is that great personalities like Brahmaji and other personalities which come in the Bhagavatam, they should not be judged when we hear the pastime of their bewilderment. Right now we are hearing this pastime, and we hear that, you know, Brahma wanted to test Krishna. Now as neophyte devotees, we should not think, you know, just see Brahma got bewildered. We should not make such aparadh, because we should understand that all these great personalities like Lord Brahma, or to give an example, Indra, we many times hear again and again the episode of Indra. You know, he's doing so many other activities, and we hear that how could a personality like Indra, who is the god of the heavens, how could he do it? we see the example, even for that matter, Narad Muni. Narad Muni in the first canto is speaking about himself. He's telling that, I was a Gandharva, I used to sing. But in one place, when I was singing, you know, mundane songs. So he's explaining about himself. So when we hear such pastimes or such episodes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should not judge them. In fact, we should take the message and understand and learn the lesson. So that is what explained here. That rather than judging great personalities, we should try and understand the lesson. Because Krishna is making them an instrument just so that we can take the lesson. Srila Prabhupada used to always tell this story that when a young boy and a girl gets married, you know, and the girl comes to the mother-in-law's place, the first day when she enters the house, the mother-in-law does not chastise her on the first day or starts chastising from the first day, right? Even if she wants to tell something, she will tell indirectly. She will tell her daughter that, you know, if you don't know cooking, make sure you learn cooking. Because when you get married, you have to take care of the house there. So in this way, although the mother is giving a message to the daughter, but it's an indirect message for the daughter-in-law. So that's why herein such great personalities like Lord Brahma, you know, Indra and so many other personalities, when we hear such episodes, we should offer great respects to them and also take the lessons. The third lesson which came to my mind was that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, He can reciprocate with unlimited souls simultaneously and personally. Krishna can exactly replicate and expand Himself. Like herein, in this verse, we see that Krishna is about to expand now, and that too for the pleasure of Lord Brahma and then the mothers, the calves and the cowherd boys. So Krishna can reciprocate unlimitedly, right? He can unlimitedly expand Himself, and He also can unlimitedly reciprocate with devotees. That's why Krishna is called as Bhaktavatsal. The quality of Krishna being Bhaktavatsal is extraordinary. Out of the 64 qualities, these 4 qualities are considered very special. And out of that 4, the quality of Bhaktavatsalyata. So, Krishna can reciprocate in an unlimited manner. Right? And we see how Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. And Krishna can go to any extent to please his devotees. Right? On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we see that Arjuna, you know, in the beginning he is not ready to fight, but then Krishna starts explaining the whole Bhagavad Gita. And after the entire Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is saying that, Nashta Moha Smriti Labdha, that all my illusion is dispelled. Now I have understood. Now I am ready to fight. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is in His abode, there are, you know, unlimited Lakshmis. Chintamani prakara sadma shukalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahastra surasam devyamano govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That same Supreme Personality of Godhead, just for the pleasure or just to assist His devotees, He is ready to become the chariot driver. Now, we may say that, you know, what's so special about, being a chariot driver? Nowadays, you know, people like to drive cars, and so many imported cars are coming. Automatic car is coming, Tesla. So people say, what's harm in driving? But during that time, you know, when somebody becomes a charioteer, because the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra, so many things happening, people are shouting, people are killing each other. You know, you cannot hear what people say. So if somebody wants to go in the right direction, the person, the Kshatriya behind, he'll kick on the right side. If he wants to go to left, he'll kick on the left side. So now Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's ready to take this just for the pleasure of his devotees. And that is the great Bhakta Vatsalyata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see in this pastime also, in the future verses, we'll see that how Krishna starts expanding himself. He will expand himself, and he will expand to such an extent, right? Exact clothing of a coward boy, the exact feature of that coward boy, the exact jewelry, the exact clothing, the exact accent, the way that coward boy used to do, the exact way he used to speak, everything was so perfect. And Krishna expanded into the unlimited calves and the cows. Shukadeva Goswami explains that the word Shukadeva Goswami uses in this is asankhya. Asankhya means you cannot count. And that was being explained here. And Krishna expands us unlimitedly. And not just expanding, he was reciprocating personally with the mothers of the calves and the mothers of the coward boys. And you know, Krishna expanded so perfectly that even the mother couldn't understand that it's not my son in one sense, it's Krishna. And in the future verses we'll see that the mothers were, you know, experiencing more love ever than before, because it was none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So that has been explained here, right? Now, many times we see, you cannot hide anything from the mother, because mother knows everything. Many times when, even on the phone, when you're talking to the mother, and you tell, you know, how are you, everything fine. And just by listening your voice, many times the mother will tell you, hey, wait a minute, are you not well? Is everything fine? Do you have cold? If you have cough, make sure you get a test done. Right? So in this way, a mother knows just by the voice, the body language. Similarly, herein we see that none of the mothers, neither the cows or the coward boy's mother, nobody could understand that this is not their son, this is Krishna himself. So this is the unlimited way of expanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, we hear again in the 10th canto, in the future chapters, we'll see the Rasa Panchadhyaya, the Rasa Leela pastime, that Krishna is performing this Rasa dance and is reciprocating with each and every gopi. And each and every gopi, thousands of gopis, each and every gopi, everybody was thinking that Krishna is only with me. I am so fortunate that Krishna is only with me. So that is the greatness or the quality of Krishna. His Bhakta Vatsalyata of reciprocating with his devotees. We see in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, the amount of reciprocation Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did for his devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take great pleasure serving his devotees. The Chaitanya Bhagavat and also Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to serve the devotees, he used to serve as if five people are taking prasad. And he used to personally serve many devotees, take care of them, make sure, give them Mahaprasad. Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakh names every day in Siddha Bakul, although he was not able to go to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, every morning Lord Jagannath used to get Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and give it to Haridas Thakur. So this is the way the Lord lovingly reciprocates with his devotees. And the highlight of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocating with the devotees is the Mahaprakash Leela. For 21 hours non-stop, or the Sat Prahara Leela, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, calls all the devotees, all his loving devotees like Sridhar Kolavej and so many other devotees, and he starts remembering their amazing devotional service and starts reminding them, you know, it was me who did this. It was me who protected you. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated with his devotees. So like Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham. So as we reciprocate with Krishna, the same way, you know, as we surrender to Krishna, the same way Krishna reciprocates. So this is the way. The more we are near to Krishna, the more we surrender Krishna, we come closer to Krishna. So this is the wonderful lesson, that Krishna has unlimited capacity of expanding himself and connecting with himself. Also in this section we see, while Krishna is taking prasadam, in the verses before we saw that just like the whirl of the lotus, Krishna was like the whirl of that lotus, and all the cowherd boys were sitting there, and everybody was thinking that Krishna is looking at me only, and everybody was like, wow. And the same happened in Govardhan Leela also, because all the cowherd boys, the gopis, the mothers, the elderly gopis, everybody was thinking that, you know, when Krishna goes in the forest for grazing, we are not able to take his darshan. And the cowherd boys were feeling, when Krishna comes back home, we are not able to take his darshan. So Govardhan Leela is such one pastime where, you know, everybody is underneath that Govardhan hill, and Krishna is giving his sidelong glances on each and every one of them, and each and everybody is thinking that Krishna is looking at me. And wonderful description has been given by our acharyas, that Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. So that is the great quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, there's a beautiful word. Shukadev Goswami is speaking that why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, he comes in the form of a human being. Guda kapata manushah. Why? Because when he performs his extraordinary activities, his extraordinary, you know, leelas, the conditioned souls are attracted towards himself. And that's why when we hear this beautiful pastimes of Krishna, we are attracted towards him. And slowly, slowly, we cut off our anarthas and the cycle of birth and death. So that's why Krishna is Bhaktavatsalya. So, one very inspiring story I heard, just like we have in this dham of Vrindavan, in South India, there is this holy place called Guruvayur. In that holy place, there is a beautiful deity of Krishna. So in Guruvayur, there is a deity of Krishna, and there was a great devotee. This devotee, he was so dear to Guruvayur, the Lord, that the deity used to speak to him. The deity used to talk to him. And you know, once while serving the Lord, he asked that, my dear Lord, what is your favorite item? What is your favorite dish? What is your favorite preparation? Now, many times when you call somebody for prasad, we ask, so Prabhu, what do you like? You like Indian, you know, continental or Chinese, Italian, whatever. So then herein, that devotee is asking the Supreme Lord, he's saying that, my dear Lord, what do you like? What is your favorite? And Guruvayur says, sweet rice. Sweet rice is my favorite. Payasam, sweet rice. And immediately he says, thank you, my dear Lord. And he tells that, my dear Lord, what if somebody cannot even offer you a sweet rice? He's so poor that he's not able to offer you that sweet rice. And immediately Krishna says, no problem. I'm a coward boy. I just like curd rice, some fruits, that's it. And again that devotee tells that, my dear Lord, what if a devotee is so poor that he is not even able to offer you, you know, curd rice or some fruits? So then Krishna says, no problem. I already told in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram, Pushpam, Phalam, Toyam. Any of this with love and devotion, I accept it. Now Krishna has made it so simple. Huh? Patram, Pushpam, Phalam. Krishna is telling, Krishna is actually using singular, not plural. Krishna is not saying, you know, Patrani, that I need so many leaves. Or Krishna is not saying, I need this many dozens of this fruit. And Krishna is not also specifying that I only need mango, and that too, this variety of mango, Alfonso, right? Krishna has made it very simple. Patram, Pushpam. Even if a person cannot give anything, Toyam, some water. That's it. Now that devotee again asks, that Krishna, what if a devotee doesn't even have water? What if a devotee, you know, fails to even offer that water to you? Then what? And Krishna tells that you can just offer me 2 leaves of tulsi. Some tulsi. I will gratefully accept it. And then that devotee says, I am sorry, my dear Lord, what if he cannot even find tulsi and he cannot even offer you that? Then Krishna says that if he cannot even offer me this 2 leaves of tulsi, then in the such desperation that I cannot offer anything to my Lord, I don't have anything, 2 drops of tears of that desperation and that attitude that I cannot offer Krishna anything, and that 2 drops of tears are sufficient for me and that are more valuable than many, you know, items. So that 2 drop of tears with that desperation that Krishna, I don't have anything, please, please accept whatever I have. So that is the glory of Krishna, and Krishna is there to accept whatever we offer with love and devotion, right? And to conclude, the easiest way to understand Krishna is, as stated by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati, only by devotional service. So herein, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all Srila Prabhupada disciples and all the wonderful devotees, we have chance to serve the Supreme Lord in the mode of servant of the servant of the servant. And in this way, we can please Krishna. We can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, to conclude, today we spoke from the Canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 13, Text Number 18. We began by describing the glory of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada gave us the Bhaktivedanta purport, and how much Srila Prabhupada has given this. In fact, Srila Prabhupada knew that if at all he is not able to translate the whole Bhagavatam, Prabhupada before that gave us the Krishna book. Such sweet Krishna Katha, right? And after that we discussed, you know, few lessons which we can learn from this pastime. The first lesson we discussed was, you know, we cannot understand Krishna by our mundane intelligence. The second lesson which we understood was, we should not try to judge great personalities, because we should try and understand and learn the lesson rather than judging them. And the last lesson which we understood was, Krishna has unlimited capacity to reciprocate with his devotees, and that's what now he is going to do here. He is now going to expand himself And in the future verses, we'll see how Krishna expands himself, and Shukadeva Goswami in great detail is going to narrate the story, and other devotees will share this. So I'll end here. It's almost 9 o'clock. So we'll end here. I'm very, very grateful again, and thank the management here, the senior devotees here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.